By last night, Gaza health authorities say 217 Palestinians had been killed, including 99 women and children. Israel has reported 10 deaths from Hamas attacks, including 2 children. And Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has signalled that Israel's bombardment would continue despite mounting global pressure to stop the bloodshed. Here, Taoiseach Micheál Martin has said the Israeli government's response was wholly disproportionate and had resulted in the killing of innocent civilians. He said Hamas should stop and cease firing rockets into Israel. Fawaz Jerjes is Professor of Middle East Relations at the London School of Economics. Good morning, Fawaz.
Good morning.
Let's talk about yesterday's national strike. It saw hundreds of thousands of Palestinian citizens of Israel downing tools, joining workers on the West Bank and in Gaza to protest at recent events. Some have described it as a rare show of political unity, but could it pave the way for a new era for the Palestinian cause?
Well, I think... For your own listeners, Saturday and yesterday were really the days of what the Palestinians call the anniversary of al-Nakba. Al-Nakba in Arabic is the disaster. The disaster in their eyes when the state of Israel was expelled and hundreds of thousands of Palestinians were had to flee or were expelled by the Israeli authorities. What we have seen in the past a few weeks, the first time really, is that there is a kind of Palestinian unity, not only in Gaza and the occupied West Bank and also the occupied East Jerusalem, but also Palestinians in Israel itself. The first time ever, there's a kind of organic unity and mobilization on the Palestinians. And what the Palestinians are asking, they don't dispute the existence of Israel. They don't dispute the idea that Israel should live in a very secure and peaceful manner in the region. What the Palestinians in Gaza and the West Bank and East Jerusalem and Israel proper want is self-determination. They want to live in dignity. They want to have their own state. They want to basically live in peace side by side with Israel. This is really the challenge facing the international community now. While everyone says that Israel has the right to defend itself, of course Israel has the right to defend itself. Of course Ireland has the right to defend itself. Of course Israeli lives matter and matter a great deal. The question is, don't the Palestinians have the right to defend themselves? Don't the Palestinians' lives matter? This is really the question facing the international community, particularly the United States of America, that has fully supported Israel despite all the pleas in the world to allow the Security Council, the United Nations Security Council, to pass a consensus statement in the past 10 days or so.
Fawaz, where does this go from here? You and others have shifted position now from support for a two-state solution to a one-state solution, calling for equal rights for Israeli Jews and Palestinian Arabs. Why the change?
Mary, with all humility, myself, like, scores of academics and observers, we used to believe in a two-state solution, a secure and peaceful Israeli state, and a secure and peaceful Palestinian state, two states living in peace side by side. This particular plan is dead. It has been dead. Why it has been dead? Israel now has built more than 500,000 settlements in the occupied Palestinian West Bank and East Jerusalem. Israeli military occupation has become deeply entrenched. That is, the Palestinian Authority, led by Mahmoud Abbas, that controls the West Bank, is really more of a coordinator, a security coordinator with the Israeli occupation. What I'm trying to say is that the idea, the concept of Palestinian state no longer exists, because military Israeli settlement, Jewish settlements now, dominates most of the fertile lands and the hills in the West Bank and East Jerusalem. But more importantly, and this is a point that really we need to keep in mind, is that Israeli human rights groups, and international human rights groups have documented now a systemic policy on the part of the Israeli authorities to basically systematically discriminate against Palestinians and replace Palestinians with Jewish settlers, whether you're talking about Jerusalem, whether you're talking about the West Bank. And what's really alarming is that Palestinians in Israel proper face a systemic policy of what the Human Rights Watch, this is not my words, one of the most important human rights organizations in the world, just released their report 10 days ago. Human Rights Watch and Israeli human rights reports, they accuse Israel of becoming an apartheid state as opposed to a democratic state. And that's why many of us now, we no longer really believe in a two-state solution because it's dead. We believe in a solution, in a democratic one, inclusive one, progressive one, that takes into account the humanity and the dignity of both the Jews and the Palestinian Arabs, and they should have equal rights and responsibility before the law.
Fawaz Jurjaiz, there we must leave it. Thank you very much for joining us.